for this, you call it weekend or event because it goes through till Wednesday, I was planning to choose one of the shorter books in the Bible and take a look at it with you. And I settled on the book of Jonah. And I hope we can draw some lessons from this book. There are really wonderful and deep lessons here. We can look at it in a superficial way. It's just a fascinating story. But there are also great lessons here. But today, for the purposes of this meeting, I'm looking at Jonah 1, 1 and 2. The word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh." And I'm just thinking that that word came to Tom and Mary. Arise, go to Brant Lake, to Pilgrim Camp. Now, Jonah ran the other way, you remember. But we're so thankful that you turned your face towards Brant Lake, and your hearts as well have been holy in the work here. Arise, go. They answered the call. And Brother John spoke about losing Mary to the Sunday school. I remember that I wasn't happy about that at all. And at first, it was, I guess you call it, a gut reaction, you know, a visceral response to this seemed like bad news, that they wanted to leave New York. Well, there was something bittersweet about it, because as I said, we loved them. And their being there with us and working in the church there. I remember expressing it once to Brother John. Brother John, there he is. Right when it first came out that they were leaving, and I just couldn't. I'd see Mary every Sunday. These girls would just gather around her. They couldn't press close enough. There were too many of them, and they just loved her. I said, how could she go up to camp? I mean, there's nobody there. And how could she ever be replaced? And I think he thought or expressed that was he's very fatherly, and he made me know that was a very unspiritual way of looking at this, that we had prayed for a long time and God was answering prayer. And of course, it didn't take me too long to come around and see that, although we certainly missed them at home. Brother John said God is going to provide for his work, and he surely has. But thank God for providing for the work here. Arise and go. That's a wonderful thing when you hear the Lord's call to say, "Yes, Lord," and not like Jonah, you know where it led him. But blessings God has poured into your life, and we just want to pray that God will just bless all of you, all five of you, with his special blessing today.